Yeah, kind of in a rush. Just hurry up.
Hi, Gino. I'm going to respect your time, I promise. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I wanted to kind of clarify about the pay-per-lead with Google, okay? So first and foremost, Google's pay-per-lead program, they're going to be direct calls that will come to you, Gino. You don't share the calls with anyone. It's a click-to-call. That potential prospect is calling you directly, okay?
Right. So now, if I don't answer the phone or if they hang up too early, I pay for it anyway.
Not necessarily, no, because they're more of what they call qualified leads, right? So to be approved, well, I'll explain, okay? So at least you understand clearly how it works. So with the Google, it used to be called Google Guaranteed. It's now called Google Verified, okay? So you'll see them at the very tippy top of the page with the check mark in blue. So, again, it's a direct call that will come to you that you're not sharing with anyone. There are requirements that Google requires to be a part of that program. What I wanted to just confirm with you, do you consider yourself more of a general contractor that does roofing, remodels? What is your specialty? So I can see what the requirements are.
I mean, we're a roofing company. We're mainly roofing.
Mainly roofing.
But we do other work too if need be.
So like remodels, renovations, stuff like that you do as well?
Yeah, not major. You know, we don't do like a whole house construction. It's just,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's perfect. Thank you for letting me know that. Again, I want to respect your time, but I want to make sure I get you the specific details. So when it comes to roofing, they want you to carry, it looks like a $250,000 general liability insurance. Do you carry that?
Yeah, I forgot what the number is, but we have insurance, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm sure you probably got one.
I know we've been verified by Google for something else. We had Google.
Yes, that's the Google Business Profile is what you have, right?
No, we had
the
something
GDP.
Else. I think we had some, we have something else too. I think we both had, I think we had two versions of, I'm not too familiar with the SEOs and all this other stuff.
Well, let
me
ask
other partner
you
is.
Do you recall if you were, if you went through a background check?
Yeah, I had to go through like, I had to send them a video of the office space or whatever we
used
to
work. So that is for the GBP. That's what you have where you got your reviews, right? That's what we call the Google Business Profile. That one you take the video, you got 29 reviews on there. Google Guaranteed, what it used to be called, this program I'm trying to explain to you, that program, they take you through a background check. You have to fill out an application. You have to upload your insurance. Did you do that or no?
I thought we did. It's been a while. You know, we did so much stuff, I get confused on what we did and what we didn't do.
Yeah.
But
well, basically, with that program,
I know we did something with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that. Maybe you might have had Google Ads before, but you definitely have the Google Business Profile. But basically with this program, okay, what it is that the leads, like I said, they'll come to you in the form of a phone call. There is a minimum monthly budget for those leads, okay?
Which is?
So just to give you an example, for the roofing, and you have to pass a background check. Last 7 years, no felonies. So for the roofing category, it's $923 is the minimum monthly budget. So your leads are $71. What that means, Gino, is that when a call comes in, right, it'll deduct the $71 from the $923. But here's the kicker. Yeah, here's the kicker. If someone is calling you pertaining to something else other than roofing, that is an unqualified lead, and Google will credit it back because it's unqualified. If they're calling to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, that is unqualified. Credit it back. What Google...
Yeah, but how do we do that? It always seems like it's a problem when we try to get credits back from people.
Well, that's what I'm going to explain to you. Don't compare it to Angie's right now, okay? Let me explain to you how this works. Google has an AI system set up because you're going to be given a tracking number that's linked to your phone. Their AI system is set up to identify the unqualified and qualified leads. However, our team is also monitoring it because you and I both know, Gino, something could slip through the cracks, right? So if we see that one went through, we're going to dispute it with Google to have it credited back to you. Basically, what a qualified lead is if you gave a price over the phone, right? You gave them an estimate. You talked about price. Or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that is considered a qualified lead. And now, if you only got one lead in the month, which I've never seen happen, but let's say you did, then what's left over from your budget, it's going to roll over to the next month. So now that means that the following month, yes, so that means the next month, if you only got one lead, then you pay $71 to get your budget back up to the $923. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Now, of course, you can pause those leads. You know, if you're going on vacation, you're just bombarded with work, you need to pause them, then you pause them. You don't turn the leads back on until you're ready to start taking leads on again, and it'll pick up where it left off. So you could either pause it through the app or you call us to shut them off, okay? Now, for the siting, the pricing is different, okay? So if we're talking about siting, you're looking at a minimum monthly budget of $1,404. Your leads are $108, okay? However, let's say you get approved for both, right? And there's just that one-time application fee that we charge you of $250 to get you through the process to get approved. Now, once you're approved, you could say, listen, I want the roofer and the siding leads turned on. Okay, then what you pay is a higher monthly budget. You pay the $1,404. When a lead comes in for the roofing, it deducts 71. If it's a siding lead, it deducts 108.
Right. So basically, you could do both for 1400. You do both,
yes.
And then it just
so it'll give you, but it'll give you right. Remember, it's going to give you up to 13.
Listen, is there any way? I'm kind of interested. We're just going through some stuff right now, restructuring, and like I told the gentleman before, you know, I got like.
Yeah.
Bill collectors calling me. Like, we really have no money in the advertising fund right now. We're just trying to pay off some stuff. We got three customers that big jobs and
that haven't.
It really hurt us.
Yeah, I heard that they haven't paid you guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's got to be tough,
been,
you know.
Yeah, especially when the company's somewhat still in the infant stages. I guess, you know, it's a few years old, the name, but you know, we've been in business for a long time, but. You know, so now with, you know, so it's like, we didn't really have a lot of that emergency funds, let's say, and basically they went through it. You know, companies like I told you the gentleman before, like Angie's and everybody else that we tried to use, you know, Yelp or whatever, it took a lot of our money. And, we never really made it back.
Leads are kind of tough only because you're sharing the leads. Angie's, you're having to call them. It's not them calling you. With Yelp, it's more of messages. And you got to respond right away because if you don't, it hurts your ranking.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you this then. What can we shut it off? I know you said you could pause it. Can we set it up that we can only get calls during, let's say, I don't know, 9 to 3 every day.
Yeah, you can set the time that that the leads are turned on, like what days and time, what time you want.
But I don't have to do it every day. Like I just set it up once and that's it. Or I got to go on every day and turn it on, turn it off, turn it on.
No, during your client interview, right, when it's getting set up, because I'll be honest with you, with the way that you get approved, it takes about, and I'm going to just say roughly, right, 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. But I'm going to say something, Gino. Mm-hmm. It also depends on how quickly you submit your application and respond to your background check, right? I've seen people approved in 3 weeks.
I mean,
now once you're approved.
I'm not worried about felonies. Okay. I do have a misdemeanor, but it's not a felony, so I don't know if that makes
a difference. As long as it's not a felony, I mean, they're looking for a legit felony, right? They're not looking at DUIs. They're not looking at, you know, it's a straight felony is what they're looking for. So.
Okay, well,
once you're approved, right, we'll call you to notify you of the approval, and we want to activate your leads in 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. Now, you might even say, listen, only turn on the roofing leads.
We don't start paying.
You don't start paying for the leads until you're approved and you're notified of the approval. Okay? And then you say, yeah, turn them on. Mm-hmm.
The other question is, and this is a big one because if you say yes, then I'm not going to be interested. Is there a contract?
No contract.
So I can cancel at any time.
You can cancel at any time.
How long do you think after signing up, you think I'll start seeing some work or leads?
I will say this, full transparency, Gino, and I appreciate you too also being transparent and straight shooter. Full transparency, I always ask you, stick it out with us for 3 months. You know what I mean? Because that's how you're going to be able to really tell with any type of marketing. The beauty
of... everybody always gives you that 3 months thing. Yeah,
and it's just because you got to be able to compare 1 month to the other. You know what I mean? But I will tell you this, though, Gino, that this particular product of Google's, hands down, is one of Google's better products. I would recommend this before I even recommend it for you to do Google Ads, because you got more control over these leads. You know what I mean? And those same reviews on your Google Business profile that you have now, those 29 reviews, even though it's a separate profile from this program that I'm talking about, those same reviews are going to show up there too. Who manages that Google Business profile, if you don't mind me asking, Gino?
Well, I mean, me and my partner, I guess, just us.
Good job. You guys have done a great job on that. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job on getting those reviews. And then I see you guys also have Facebook too. Do you guys do anything with that or no?
That was another waste of money. Yeah, we used to do it more, because we had Facebook ads, the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
That was a lot of money being poured down the drain with that. So
with the Facebook ads?
I mean, we got some
ads?
Work out of it. Yeah.
Were you doing Facebook
work,
ads?
I wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Facebook ads, the whole thing.
Okay. So I'm preparing
an
email
for
you.
We don't have a problem trying to start things and take it, but now we also got to take a step back sometimes and be a little more responsible, financially responsible.
It's got to be, you got to be more responsible in what you're investing, right? I think.
Yeah. So that's
and that I understand. Yeah, no, of course, totally understandable. And like I said, let's say even starting the process, right? Starting the process, we'd probably be looking at maybe, what are we, the 20th already? I would say maybe mid-April, right? End of April is probably when you would be approved, give or take. And then even so, calling you and letting you know the approval, you could say, listen, activate the leads now or only turn on the roofing leads or call me in a week to turn on the leads, right? We're not just going to automatically turn them on.
What does it cost me to start up everything before April comes around or before, let's say, May? It takes a few weeks, let's say, right? Let's say it happens in May.
Mm-hmm. So
basically...
It's only going to be the one-time $250 application fee, and then we send you the application, you fill it out, upload your insurance document, we push it through to Google to get it approved, and then you'll also have like a client interview and onboarding to speak with one of our technicians to kind of go over any additional questions that you have. And then, then we'll notify you of who's going to run the background check, because obviously you'll have to, follow the steps that they give you. But it's pretty straightforward. So starting it, you'd only be paying $250, the one-time application fee.
And this is called what? Google, not guaranteed.
It used to be called Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads, but they call it now Google Verified. It's confusing with the other GBP because people get confused, But yeah.
Is there any way you can email me this and I can call you back? Because I got my partner. He's it's holiday today, so there's no way I can reach out to him. So I have to talk to him also. But if you can give me the information, because I'm going to forget the name of it. I'm going to forget all that stuff.
Yeah,
And then we're able to connect maybe next week again. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can connect again next week. And then we can figure out from there.
I figured for the most part, I mean, even if you're saying like, no, I can make this on my own. I don't need my partner involved. I mean, you're in a partnership. So chances are you're not going to move without your partner. You know what I mean?
I told you, straight shooter, being honest. I mean, I don't mind trying something that works. I just got to, A, figure out if we can budget for it. And then B, if he's okay with it. And he's the one that's more okay with this stuff than I am. He's the one that usually does the, this SEO stuff and Facebook. So he's the one, I'm old school, knock on doors and recommend, you know, referrals. He's more of this technology.
Of the online marketing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not, he is. So I don't think he'd be, against it. We were talking about it yesterday, actually, trying to find different ways of getting business. So.
Yeah. I just sent an email, Gino, to Elite Homes of NY at gmail.com. It was the email that I saw on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I sent
you
the email
thank
there.
You for our conversation, that thing?
Yeah. I sent you
At least he knows it. Well, what did you say on the email?
I just put, hello, Gino. I addressed it to you. Yeah.
Okay.
What it says in the subject part. Yeah. So basically what it says in the subject part is Google verified. And I said, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We help, you know, small businesses get noticed. And I gave the breakdown of what the cost is for the application, what the additional cost, meaning the cost for the leads and all that. I gave you the breakdown and what's included in that. And then, my contact information to Gino is at the very bottom, but when would be a good day to follow up with you?
I don't know, midweek, I guess. You know, Wednesday might be good.
Any particular time?
I don't know. I mean, morning. I mean, during the, like, this time is not terrible.
Okay.
I'll be
all
working,
right.
So if I can't answer, just call me back. Or like do like I did last time when the gentleman, I was like, look, I can't talk right now. I'm busy. Just call me back. I can tell you that. I can pick it up and just call me right
That's
back.
Fine.
Yeah, I mean, something like that.
So
but,
I'll give you a call.
We'll
Why don't
tonight.
I do this? Why don't I call you at 11 on Wednesday?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
It should be about right.
All right. Well, Gino, I do want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me. I appreciate it. I know you're working, so I don't want to keep you much longer from work.
Yeah, let's try to figure this out, and if it's okay, and if it's everything you guys said it is, then maybe we can figure something out. But, if it changes anyway, then, we have to.
Most definitely. And I have you on my calendar for Wednesday.
Yeah, I get that too. Yeah.
Okay. But I will say this, completely opposite, Gino, of Angie's. And all those other totally generating, directories. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. Well, you have yourself a very blessed day and a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you Wednesday.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.